Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It is 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. A month ago, Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission voted 4-3 to recommend rezoning two residential lots across Villa Maria from the main entrance to Midtown Park for the construction of 12 four-bedroom townhomes. Last night, the City Council, without discussion, unanimously approved the rezoning that was recommended for denial by city staff. The developer, Brian Williams, brought up a sidewalk that is being built and given to the city.
Allow people from the neighborhood to access the park right at that crossing of Villa Maria where the signal is. I think it's really going to provide a lot of safety and pedestrian and bike traffic to the park.
Three PNZ members who voted for the rezoning, Kevin Bariski, Paul Torres, and Jared Salvato, were sworn in as council members after last night's rezoning vote. College Station ISD administrators and school board members have been working since February 2020 on a way to tap into state money to give teachers additional money. This week's CSISD board meeting included approving recommendations from Deputy Superintendent Molly Perry on how the district will implement their teacher incentive program.
I think for any district that has a system approved, it is not only an aspect of recruitment, but also retention.
Okay.
CSISD has identified 179 teachers that could receive a lump sum incentive payment next August, ranging from $3,000 to $32,000. If the state approves CSISD's application, which is expected next February, Perry says they should know which teachers will receive how much money by late spring. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents is interested in what administrators on the flagship campus might propose for future development around Hensel Park. Regents Chairman Tim Leach of Midland wants to protect historic trees that remain after many were moved in recent years from the park to West Campus.
There's some ancient oaks over there. They're the first certain type of trees ever planted in Texas that were first planted there back at the turn of the century. So there's some special stuff in there to be careful with.
A&M's Chief Operating Officer Greg Hartman has contacted both cities and two A&M departments.
Both cities were very interested, particularly College Station and us working together. I reached out to folks here at the university, both in the Department of Agriculture and Architecture, who do park planning.
Hartman plans to provide an update during the region's next meeting in February. The Brazos County Health District is inviting residents to pick up free COVID rapid testing kits. Spokesman Mary Parrish says they get a lot of people asking whether they might have the flu or if they have coronavirus.
And the best thing that anyone can do is to get tested so that way they know exactly what they have.
Everyone is encouraged to get tested before large holiday gatherings.
For COVID, we suggest doing two tests. One 2 days before your big event and then one the day of. If you're negative for both, there's a very small chance that you have COVID.
The health district is offering two free tests per person. And there's a new president for the St. Joseph Health System covering Brazos and six other counties. Corporate owner Common Spirit announces the selection of Kimberly Shaw. She has spent the last 3 years in a 30-year career as president of a Common Spirit hospital in Las Vegas. Shaw reports to the CEO of Common Spirit's St. Luke's Health in Houston. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 48 degrees. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 6:11. It's the Infomaniacs. It's a Friday. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today.
Skies have become partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight, showers moving in after midnight, low in the lower 40s. Cloudy and cool with periods of rain Saturday, high only in the upper 40s. Cloudy Saturday night, showers ending in the evening, low in the upper 30s. And plenty of clouds around on Sunday, high in the lower to middle 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan. 1620-945 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, boy howdy, it was a rough day yesterday for Texas A&M basketball, both the men's and the women's teams taking it on the chin. Oh, but we have football to look forward to tomorrow, so cheer up, Ags. We're also, of course, going to touch on high school football playoffs tonight, some big games around the area in sports.
And, I mean, this is the last productive day of the year.
Oh,
I mean,
that's right.
Think about that. This is really the last day.
This is it.
Well, because next
week is Thanksgiving week.
Right, and the schools are out, right? The public schools?
I can look it up.
I know the Bryan schools are. Okay, well, I know you're not.
Are they out for the whole week?
Yeah, I think they are. They're out for the entire week.
Yeah, see, when I was in school, we didn't get the whole week.
Heck no.
We got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, no, I didn't. We walked uphill in the snow both ways, and we got like 3 hours extra off on Thanksgiving. You know,
man, it used to snow when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Here. No, but anyway, so there's not going to be any and today, actually, maybe not. Even
today is kind of like, it's Friday.
Yeah, so there. But anyway, so I hope you got all your work projects taken care of, and then you'll get back and it'll be almost December. So you only got 3 more days of November, which has already sped right along. Because once you hit Thanksgiving, that's what I realized yesterday. It's a week from Thanksgiving. I mean, it'll be here.
Well, and it's kind of snuck up on me too, but today is the day that I'm supposed to turn in my my Christmas wish list to the wife.
Oh.
And I haven't really worked on it, so I'll have to make up some time here.
Well, we have a story today. They're saying that you actually need to start looking for their Black Friday specials Sunday.
I've already been just bombarded with promotional emails all week. Like, Black Friday sale starts today. And I'm like, oh, well, okay, that's a little early, but that's fine.
And that's the thing. People are scared. It's ended up being a weird deal because in some cases, the supply chain situation has been solved. And now those people suddenly have stock on the shelves of last year's whatever.
Man, they got to sell it.
And they want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And then you've got the Black Friday thing, which is going to start up in earnest. So
Has the supply chain thing been fixed, though?
Well, it depends
on some places.
And it depends on what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I've been shopping online a little bit lately, and it seems like everything is, you know, coming in on time.
The thing is, it's just, and what we've realized is that things have to match up, because if not, then you have inventory situations. And, you know, if you're talking online, you don't actually see a physical inventory, so you don't know if there's a warehouse somewhere in Secaucus, New Jersey, that's stuffed to the gills with this stuff that they got to get rid of.
Is that an actual place?
Secaucus, New Jersey, absolutely.
Oh,
it does exist.
Yep, okay, pulled that out of nowhere. I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that's my people from up there. Oh, all right, sorry, here we go. The next 3 people who text in get 2 tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Oh,
that's
flash sale.
You have to text in right now,
and we need
first 3.
Yep, and we need your first and last name, 979-695-1620.
See, that's the reason we want to thank you for at least being up this early on a Friday before you won't have to work for the rest of the year.
You've got this weekend and next weekend to go.
Yes, you do. Info.
Nation. And Thanksgiving Friday.
Yeah, that's right. They are open on Friday, so that'll help. But anyway, you first 3 folks, you're the winners.
And I will text you and confirm your winning.
Yeah, now all you got to do is text come pick up the tickets at some point. I don't know. It looks like this weekend may not be the best as far as weather, but hey, take your chances. Good morning, 617. It's the Infomaniacs. Yes, we already have our winners. Thank you so much.
We do. And if you won, I texted you back. So if I did not text you back, then you did not win.
There you go.
Thank you for listening.
Just a winner on the inside.
That's right. And we probably will have something else to give away today. Anyhow, here we go. It's Friday. It's November the 18th. Of course, it was on this date in 1999 that the bonfire fell. So it's also Apple Cider Day, if you like that.
I do like apple cider.
Apple cider can be, you know, it can really, I think it's a great thirst quencher. I really enjoy drinking it like cold. You know,
I don't think we're great at apple cider down here.
Oh, we don't know how to do it right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I've never had it and been like, wow, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a Mickey Mouse Day. I think it was a premiere of whatever that happens to have been. It's a Princess Day.
Okay.
Every girl wants to be a princess. Today's your day.
I want to be a princess.
Push button phone day.
Oh.
I think the first push button, 1963, the first push button phone service started in Pennsylvania, of all places. And it's Married to a Scorpio Support Day.
Oh.
I had no idea, so I looked it up. The dark side and toxic traits of a Scorpio. I don't even know when Scorpio is, but you guys can look it up or something. Scorpio. Lack of empathy, okay, happens to be one of the things. Trust issues.
Mm.
Mm. Let's see, Scorpio. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say October 24th to November 21st.
Oh, so we're right there.
That
we're on the cusp.
Scorpio
that makes
sense.
Yeah, we're getting right there. The victim mentality, they're also part of that. They are vengeful. My goodness.
Why would you want to marry somebody?
I don't know. And supposedly manipulative. So we'll see. But they have good traits, too.
Sure, of course. I was going to say, you could probably look up bad traits about every zodiac sign.
Probably right. All right, birthdays today.
Birthdays for today. T.J. Osborne is turning 38. One half of the brothers Osborne. Mm. They're country duo.
Yeah.
Stay a Little Longer is one of their songs. Not My Fault. They're pretty good. I've seen them in concert. Damon Wayans Jr. is turning 40 today. Now, his daddy is Damon Wayans, who you may know from, oh my gosh, he did the reboot of Lethal Weapon here recently. He was in that. Before that, he was in Living Color. He's 62. He's Major Payne, his dad is.
Gotcha.
But Damon Wayans Jr. is 40. David Ortiz is 47. Big Poppy. Mm-hmm. Boston Red Sox World Series hero, yeah. Chloe Sevigny, I think I'm saying that last name right, is turning 48. Lizzie Borden and 2018's Lizzie, which I'm sure that was uplifting and encouraging, was also Dr. Alex Lowe on American Horror Story Hotel and was Nikki on Big Love, but she's 48. Megyn Kelly is 52 today.
Wow.
Whatever happened to her?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's doing some kind of podcast or something, but she's 52. Duncan Sheik.
Well, excuse me, just for a second. When they try to elevate people too fast who are not qualified to be in the position that they're in, you become Megyn Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's what I mean, that's basically
you
it.
You said
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
Yep.
But she is 52. Duncan Sheik is 53 today. Had this little ditty. Outside of that, I'm not quite sure what else he has, but he's the Sheik, is Duncan, but he's 53 today. Owen Wilson is 54 today. Wow, he's got the nose. Lightning McQueen in the Cars movies. He's done a lot of other stuff. You, Me, and Dupree, which is hilarious. Not family friendly, but he's 54. Gary Sheffield is 54 as well. Every little kid wanted to imitate. His bat waggle, but he's 54. Kim Wilde is 62 today. Had this hit. Oh, that's a nice little earworm for your day.
Oh, yeah.
But Kim Wilde is 62 years of age today. Kevin Nealon is 69. Former SNL cast member Doug Wilson on Weeds. Also on Man with a Plan. Dennis Haskins is 72 today. Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
And you mentioned Mickey Mouse. He is 94 today.
Wow.
He's the Star Wars
very nice.
And Marvel Entertainment overlord.
There you are.
There you go.
Okay, tomorrow it's really an eclectic day. Have a bad day.
Oh, okay.
Equal Opportunity Day, International Men's Day, National Adoption Day, Blow Bagpipes Day, Carbonated Beverages with Caffeine Day.
Oh, dear.
Play Monopoly Day and World Toilet Day.
Okay, so that is a very eclectic.
Yeah, it was International Men's Day and also Have a Bad Day.
Well, and also Equality Day.
All right, birthdays tomorrow.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Cam is turning 38, country singer, Burning House.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be really big because that came out about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But she's turning 38. Adam Driver is 39. Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies, Lena Dunham's love interest, Adam Sackler on HBO's Girls. Have you never seen some of his skits on Saturday Night Live? He's actually hilarious.
Okay.
But he's turning 39. Billy Currington is 49 today. I happened to take away his songs. We didn't want to play that this morning.
Right.
People are crazy. That's how country boys roll. Mm-hmm. Must be doing something right where basically he's trying to model pose on the beach with his shirt off. It's really weird, but he's 49. Gail Devers is 56, Olympic gold medal runner. Back in the early 90s, Jodie Foster is 60 today.
Mm.
60. I mean, she got her start, in Taxi, right?
She was doing commercials when she was when she was about 10 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's one of the few that actually kind of turned out okay.
Yeah, Taxi Driver. She ended up being, I think, 12, something like that, but she's 60. Meg Ryan is 61 today.
Wow.
She's kind of fallen out of the spotlight here over the recent years, but man, she was a big deal.
She was.
She's turning 61.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yep.
Oh, what a good
classic. Harry Met Sally.
Yeah,
When Harry Met Sally, but she's 61. Allison Janney, one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
She's 63. Bonnie on Mom. CJ Craig on the West Wing. And, of course, she was the mom. And I, Tanya, But she's 63. Yeah. Calvin Klein is 80 today. Wow. You know, tomorrow. Michael J. Fox played him in Back to the Future, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's been making underwear ever since. Ted Turner, friend of the show, 84 tomorrow.
Wow.
And Larry King, of course, he passed away in 2021, but he would have been like 180 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually born in 1933 was Larry King.
But, all right. On Sunday, it is Future Teachers of America Day.
Mm.
It is Name Your PC Day. National Absurdity Day, Peanut Butter Fudge Day, Universal Children's Day, and World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. All right. That's Sunday. All right.
Geez, uplifting and encouraging, aren't we?
Really?
Michael Clifford from 5 Seconds to Summer is 27 today. Young Blood is one of their big hits. Also, She Looks So Good, but he's turning 27. Future, he's a rapper. He's turning 39. Mask Off, kind of his big hit. Nadine Velasquez is 44 on Sunday. Catalina, My Name is Earl. Sophia on the FX sitcom The League, but she is 44. Josh Turner is 45 on Sunday.
So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up?
I think I could probably sing as low as him today with my voice being the way that it is. Yeah, but Josh Turner, 45 on Sunday. Long Black Train, if you remember that one. That was kind of his big hit that it came out with, but he's 45. Dierks Bentley is 47 Sunday.
I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Another guy that is really funny in real life.
Yeah.
Dierks Bentley is turning 47 years of age. Speaking of funny men, Joel McHale is 51 on Sunday. Jeff Winger on Community, host of The Soup. Played football at the University of Washington. Was
big
a tight end.
Guy. Mm-hmm.
Yep, but he's 51. Mike D from the Beastie Boys. We won't play any of their stuff for Scott this morning. But
thank you.
He is 57. You got to fight for your right to party. Ming Na is 59 on Sunday. You say who? I say the voice of Disney's Mulan and Melinda May on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but she's 59. Sean Young is 63 Sunday. Harrison Ford fell for her in Blade Runner. She was also an Ace Ventura pet detective, but she's 63. Bo Derek is 66 Sunday.
My goodness.
Running down the beach with her hair in cornrows, but she's an 80s goddess. 10, Bolero, Tarzan, the Ape Man, but she's 66. Joe Walsh is 75 on Sunday.
Take it easy.
Of course, a founding member of the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, he had a pretty good solo career as well.
He was in the James Gang, too.
And,
Yeah. Go ahead.
Life's been good to him so far.
Has a famous brother-in-law, too.
Who's that?
Ringo Starr.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, a little
I don't know
odd,
if they just
it?
Have some jam sessions on holidays, but Joe Walsh is turning 75. President Joe Biden. Robinette is 80 on Sunday.
Mm.
So happy birthday to him. He'll be the first octogenarian president, by the way.
Wow.
Norman Greenbaum is 80 on Sunday as well.
We rode that yesterday.
We did. We did. I was sitting there thinking, oh, that's Norman Greenbaum. Yeah. We're going 60s here. But he's 80 on Sunday. And Dick Smothers, Smothers Brothers straight man, he is 83 Sunday.
WTAW News time is 6:31. It's 47 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by Batteries Plus. We do more than fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online at batteriesplus.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the first day you can pick up free COVID rapid testing kits at the Brazos County Health District office.
We encourage everyone to get tested before any large holiday gatherings.
Spokeswoman Mary Parrish says testing is the best way to know if you have coronavirus or the flu.
Even though we are giving out home tests for COVID, we do not test in-house for COVID or flu.
Parrish says there is a very small chance that you have COVID if you test negative 2 days before and the day of attending a large gathering. Across Villa Maria, from the main entrance to Midtown Park, two residential lots will be turned into 12 four-bedroom, four-bathroom townhomes. The Bryan City Council's unanimous approval last night followed no discussion. The Planning Commission recommending approval on a 4-3 vote, and city staff recommending denial of the project. The only speaker during last night's public hearing was the applicant. Brian Williams brought up what city staff considers to be a development enhancement by building a sidewalk to provide access to Midtown Park.
We're also really proud of the sidewalk that we're building on the project and dedicating to the city. It's really going to be a key component to allow people from the neighborhood. The neighborhood's really close to the park, but to actually access the park is quite a walk down roads without sidewalks.
Three members of the Planning and Zoning Commission who were sworn in after last night's council vote approved the rezoning. They were Paul Torres, Jared Salvato, and Kevin Bariski. Texas A&M administrators get support from the Board of Regents to investigate commercial development around Hensel Park, which is located off South College near the border between College Station and Bryan. Regent Michael Plank of Houston questioned the university's liability after a recent visit to the park and being greeted with a sign that he says is so worn out he couldn't read the lettering.
And I sat and there was a woman giving a kid a shaving his head in the parking lot sitting on a table. And then a couple of folks that look like perhaps illicit activity, you know, drug use, et cetera.
A&M's Chief Operating Officer Greg Hartman says they've done some early brainstorming that includes asking both cities to participate in renovating Hensel Park.
Possibly some restaurant development, those kind of things would overlook the park or, you know, could somehow interact with the park. Right. So we've been thinking about developing around it, but still keeping a park, because I do think the community would want to save, maintain park space there.
The park, which opened in 1946, is still home to a domed pavilion that was featured at the 1964 World's Fair. This week's Blinn College Board of Trustees meeting included trustee Douglas Bohart's announcement that he will not run for a fifth term. Bohart recalled he joined the board in 2010 during one of the most troubling times at Blinn.
During those 5 years, the board faced numerous and continually cascading challenges, and the board recognized that a change was needed to first steady the college and second to somehow and in some way engineer a new direction for Blinn College.
As for the current direction at Blinn,
I believe that those new directional efforts have been achieved and continue to flourish, and that Blinn College is in a good position for continued growth and success.
Bohart's five goals for his successor include shaping consensus among groups and individuals with competing interests and serve without personal gain. College Station ISD administrators have identified 179 teachers who could receive an additional $3,000 to $32,000 next August. That would be the first lump sum payment of a new state incentive program that CSISD has applied to participate. Deputy Superintendent Molly Perry received school board approval this week to submit an application for state review.
A teacher could achieve three different levels of designation: recognized, exemplary, and master. And those different levels have different amounts of funding based upon the particular school where that teacher is teaching, the level of poverty at that school, as well as whether it's classified as rural or not.
Perry expects a decision on CSISD's application next February, which would be 3 years since the district started the application process. The eligible teachers are in kindergarten through eighth grade English and language arts, math and science, along with CSISD early childhood teachers. Thanks to a WTW listener texting that they saw 15 emergency vehicles yesterday afternoon outside Consolidated High School. A College Station ISD spokesman says there was an evacuation following a fire in a trash can inside a bathroom. The fire was reported around 3:30, which is about 20 minutes before classes were scheduled to be dismissed. There was a delay in some buses taking students home. Two 19-year-old College Station men were arrested this week on charges of stealing hundreds of cans of alcoholic beverages from the HEB store in Jones Crossing. Harold Collins and Bryce Otis are accused of taking two shopping carts of product from the store on October 7th. Both are out of jail after posting bond on the theft charges. WTAW News time is 6:36. It is 47 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Batteries Plus. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
6:39. Good morning, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today.
Clouds will be on the increase today. High temperatures will get up into the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight. Showers moving in after midnight. Low in the lower 40s. Periods of rain on Saturday. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. Cloudy skies Saturday night. Showers ending during the evening. Low in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy on Sunday. High 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
I am the man of conscience.
That's pretty much all of the 12th man at this point. Just saying, it's been a long fall going into winter. Not been good for Aggie athletics, that's for sure. It's basically a sad country song at this point. We're going to talk Aggie men's and women's hoops, both taking losses yesterday. Aggie football hopefully will get a win against 1-9 UMass tomorrow. We'll cover that. And looking at a little Major League Baseball. We know where the All-Star game is going to be in 2024. Woo-hoo! All that more in sports.
There you go. Hey, you can call us or text us. Be a part of the show. We'd love to hear from you today.
Yeah, our number is 979-695-1620.
So we happen to have one. There's a weather service out there on the interwebs that will basically give you an hour-by-hour breakdown, think, of what the weather will be.
Weather.com.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning, the football game is scheduled to kick off at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so I looked up 11 o'clock tomorrow. We have a 57% chance of rain.
Okay.
With a temperature of 45 and winds out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour.
Cool.
Noon, the chance of rain goes up to 76%. By 1 o'clock, it's at 77% and continuing to be 45 with winds out of the north at about 10 or so.
Yeah, when you dismiss us to go down to the field, I think I'm just going to go ahead and go right to the interview room.
Well, I could understand that you might not want to be standing. Well, you're hoping you're not having to stand there to watch the play that decides the game.
I sure would hope not.
Yeah. Right.
So anyway, and it doesn't matter what it is if you're just going to be out in it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Just know that it may not be very hospitable. The good thing is that, I mean, it stays at about 45.
That's good.
It, you know, sure.
Okay.
It's not going to get any colder than that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
We could be Buffalo.
Way to look at the bright side. So my dad is up in that area of the country right now. He is not in, Buffalo's going to get dumped on. He's a little bit further away. He's a little bit more east than Buffalo. So, but they got snow last night. Where he is.
I saw a video of thunder snow in Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. I've actually been in thunder snow.
Oh, that's awesome.
In Marlin.
Texas?
Yes.
Home of the Bulldogs.
Back in the day when I was working over and was working TV over there, and I'd come back here, you know, from time to time. And yeah, we actually had thunder snow, which is pretty big, because after I finished the news strip, then I drove home and it was like, you know, 11:30 at night, and there was thunder snow in Marlin, Texas. Yeah, and I knew it probably would never happen again. But yeah, like they're moving the pro football game, they're doing all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And again, those are people who are used to having that kind of weather.
Right.
They know.
But I mean, the fact that it's making headlines just because of how fast it's going to come down.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. And all before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. So let me see. So in the meantime, old people who are politicians, big news. The president, as we already mentioned, is having his supposedly 80th birthday. I mean, I guess it probably is.
Supposedly?
Yeah. You think he's older or
I
younger?
Don't know. Well, it depends. Well, you know, we talked the other day about how you know when you're starting to feel old, when people do things for you that you used to do for yourself.
Like tell you what to say?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he ever shopped for himself. You know, it's probably been a long time since he went to the grocery store by himself. But I'm just saying, yeah, he's, we get to hear him talk, so we know how that is. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I think we have a report. Oh, no. I thought we had from your favorite reporter, that guy from Fox News. We don't
the
have
sassy
that.
Reporter.
Yeah, but anyway, here we go. Hello.
Pelosi says it's time for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus.
Really?
And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
Pelosi became the first female Speaker of the House in 2007, where she served until 2011 and once again took over in 2019. Her time will officially come to an end when she passes the gavel to the Republican Speaker of the House next year. She will still serve California's 12th congressional district in Congress. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer also announcing he will not be seeking a position in leadership. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, so Nancy is like 82.
Yeah, I just looked it up. And I will say she sounds much more with it than most of our politicians at that age.
Yeah, that's true.
No doubt. I think she may have had work done. I don't know. But anyhow, she looks fine for her job.
Yeah, but she looks great. I mean, if she's had work done, it did the job.
They did. Okay. Steny Hoyer is 83.
Okay.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah, I know. And then Majority Whip James Clyburn is 82.
Oh, Lord.
So they're stepping down, too.
I get it that it's this power trip thing that these people experience. I don't want to be working at 82 years old.
No. And then on the Republican side, Mitch McConnell. Okay, when Mitch McConnell's term is over, he's going to be 86 years old.
Mitch McConnell.
He does not need to be doing this.
Right.
We need to have other people who are in touch with the real world.
But guess what? The olds have all the money.
Yeah. Anyway.
And Mitch McConnell's pack is huge. That's part of the reason why, I would imagine.
It's just... And I, hopefully... That's the one good thing is I feel like it may have been the abortion issue that drove younger people to the election box. And if so, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what the reason is. But younger people getting engaged in the election process is really, really important.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
I will be interested to see who they decide to choose to be the minority there. And I don't know. Do you go with an AOC? Do you go with someone that's a little bit more in the center of the aisle? I would think that would probably be the case,
she's
right?
not the center of the aisle.
No, that's
think.
What I'm saying.
No,
right. More right. in the center
well,
of the
and,
aisle.
And, but that's the other thing is now, once again, so the Republicans know it's safe to say that they are going to be in charge. So immediately they say, okay, here we go. We're going to go after Hunter Biden. We're going to do this. Okay, now is that justified to go and do that? I guess so, because after all, they're in power. But that's what things in Washington have become. We're in power. We're going to investigate this. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't look at what we're doing, but investigate what the other guys are doing. And I get it. It's the Republicans' turn to be able to do that. Oh, I did. Here's Kevin Cork. This is Chelsea's favorite reporter.
Some have actually suggested that an investigation by congressional lawmakers into the Biden family business dealings in general and Hunter Biden's laptop in particular is nothing more than political revenge and congressional oversight run amok. But for Republicans on Capitol Hill, such investigations are really, they say, about national security, the rule of law, and answering a pivotal question. Is the president of the United States compromised? And if the answer is yes, they argue, then the big guy, as Joe Biden is referred to in several emails on that laptop, well, then he needs to be impeached.
So there we go.
Okay.
So it's time. Turnabout fair play.
But again, it comes back to, is this going to result in anything? Yep. There's going to be a lot of grandstanding. There's going to be a lot of people that say stuff. And even if the Bidens did do something wrong, nothing's going to happen to them.
Yeah. Just remember, there used to be a time before they had air conditioning that Congress would go home during the summer.
Yeah.
They would just go home and not be there, not feel like they had to stay. But there are way too many cocktails that have to be bought, way too many steak dinners that have to be purchased and consumed, way too much lobbying has to be done for us to go ahead and just pay for it. And we need to just sit down, shut up, and pay our taxes, right?
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on 1620 94.5 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Coleman and Patterson. Get true market value for your farm and ranch, heavy machinery, trailers, and more. Contact ColemanandPatterson.com about their next live and online simulcast auction. It's 6:53. Some local high school football teams in second-round playoff action tonight. A&M Consolidated is at home hosting Fulshear. Tigers head coach Lee Fedora on the Chargers.
This team we're facing is about a 70% run team and probably 30% pass team, but you got to be ready for everything because they got a couple big guys back there, and they'll get three guys in the backfield, you know, make it look like a bone formation or this and that, and they like to hand it, sweep it, and do all this stuff.
Kickoff between Consol and Fulshear is at 7 o'clock at Tigerland. Broadcast is on 1620 94.5 WTAW. Elsewhere, College Station matches up with Angleton. Cougars head man Stoney Pryor says the Wildcats offer a very similar look to his team.
Some real similarities with our program, I think. They performed very well in a tough district. They've put up a lot of points, but really their defense is outstanding. That's the bread and butter, and with no disrespect to their offense, because like I said, they move the ball around and get a lot of people involved offensively, and they've scored a lot of points.
Game time is at 7 o'clock at the Berry Center in Cypress. Coverage is on Maverick 100.9. Now, rounding things out locally, Brazos Christian meets up with Hallensville Sacred Heart for a tap showdown at 7. Well, yesterday was not a good one for Texas A&M Hoops. The 24th-ranked Aggie men dropped their first game of the year, falling to Murray State 88-79 at the Myrtle Beach Invitational. Coach Buzz Williams after the loss.
I anticipate we'll respond accordingly. I hate that it transpired the way that it did. But at the same time, we do have to learn from it. but we need to learn from it immediately.
Right.
Because we play in less than 24 hours.
As you heard Coach say, it is a quick turnaround for the Aggies, who will take on Colorado today at 11 a.m. Broadcast is on WTAW. Over on the women's side of the court, the Maroon and White were no match for Duke yesterday, 71-52. Sydney Bowles tied for a game-high 15 points as the ladies fall to 2-1 on the year. Time for a sneak peek at the SEC, brought to you by T-Mobile. A&M football looks to put a stop to a six-game losing skid tomorrow when it hosts UMass at Kyle Field. Now, despite being a non-conference opponent, Coach Jimbo Fisher says the Minutemen will bring the heat against Aggie quarterback Connor Wigman.
And listen, these guys cause you all kinds of problems on defense. It'll be extremely challenging for him. I mean, and what they do because of how they blitz in the fronts they do and the scheme in which it does this. I mean, they're a very challenging team. So it's going to be just like he's in a conference game and playing anybody else in America.
Hopefully Connor can get it done tomorrow when the two teams square off at 11 a.m. The Fan Zone show gets underway at 8 on WTAW. And that's been your SEC Sneak Peek, brought to you by T-Mobile, the official 5G sponsor of the SEC. The MLB All-Star Game is headed back to Arlington. The Texas Rangers will host the 2024 Midsummer Classic at Globe Life Field. Rupe Hintz found the net twice to lead the Dallas Stars past the Florida Panthers yesterday, 6-4. Meanwhile, the San Antonio Spurs were undone by the Sacramento Kings, 130-112. And former A&M standout Ryan Tannehill threw for 330 yards and two touchdowns as the Tennessee Titans bested the Green Bay Packers last night, 27-17. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Coleman and Patterson on 1620-945-WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Pretty good chance 24 hours from now it'll be raining. Sorry. 58 and sunny today. That'll be nice. We'll be down to 43. And then tomorrow we have an 80% chance of rain with a high of only 44. And we're going to have a low around 40. We'll continue that for a few days. 47 now. I'm Brian, Broadcasting Station. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.